Welcome into another edition of NBA Sound System. Gil McGregor here, riding solo this week, but we're back from a one-week hiatus. I will be rejoined by my co-host Kyle Irving this time next week, which is also when NBA preseason action will be upon us. The last two champions, the Boston Celtics and Denver Nuggets, will be out in Abu Dhabi getting preseason action underway on Friday, October 4th. But in the meantime, we've got plenty of WNBA playoff action to get through on this week's episode. And man, these playoffs have delivered on all fronts thus far. As we record today on Thursday, September 26th, the semifinals are already set. There were four sweeps in the first round, but they weren't your typical sweeps. Plenty of competition across the board, with the New York Liberty advancing past the Atlanta Dream, the Minnesota Lynx sweeping the Phoenix Mercury, Connecticut Sun getting past the Indiana Fever, and the Las Vegas Aces, the defending champion Las Vegas Aces, eliminating the Seattle Storm. I think before we look forward to some pretty promising semifinal matchups, it's important to reflect on what happened in the first round from top to bottom. And the New York Liberty just were too much for the Atlanta Dream. Sabrina Ionescu goes off in game two of the series. And we know the talent on that roster with Ionescu, Breanna Stewart, Jonquel Jones. Courtney Vandersloot is now assuming a reserve role, making way for Leonie Fibich to step into the starting lineup. And she's thrived in that starting role thus far. And a big shout out and a salute to Tina Charles, who is an ageless wonder out there for the Atlanta Dream. It's a tough year for them, but the fact that they made the playoffs despite injuries to Ryan Howard and really just trying to figure things out over the course of the season, they have a bright future down in Atlanta. And the second round, they will be matched up in a WNBA Finals rematch with the Las Vegas Aces. And we know it is all about Asia Wilson and the Aces. She's just been on another level all season, recently named unanimous MVP of the WNBA. And we'll talk a little bit more about that in a little bit, but just how well she played and how there's really no answer for her defensively for any team. And with Asia Wilson, Kelsey Plum, Jackie Young, and of course the point guard, Chelsea Gray, really just stepping up in all the biggest moments, the Aces really are shaping into form at the perfect time, and they will have a big test in the second round as they face the Liberty, who have been the best team in the league pretty much all season. Now, on the other side of the bracket, the number two Minnesota Lynx have been paced by Nafisa Collier, and what can I say about how well Nafisa Collier has played during this postseason? She finished second in MVP voting, got 66 of a possible 67 first place votes, and man, she looked like an MVP in the first round of these playoffs. 38 points in game one, tied a WNBA record with 42 points in game two, making it 80 points in a two-game span. And there are not that many players in WNBA history that can say they did that in the playoffs or the regular season. And Nafisa Collier did that. Talk about not having an answer for a player. Nafisa Collier really is just on another level during this postseason. Look forward to her bringing that into the next round. And talk about the team around her. Between Courtney Williams and Bridget Carlton, Canada's own Bridget Carlton, Kayla McBride also stepping up and knocking down big shots. This Minnesota team is really firing on all cylinders, again, at the right time, as they are now six wins away from returning to the mountaintop. It's been some time since they've won a WNBA championship, but they are one step closer. Now, on the other side of things, they did eliminate the Phoenix Mercury. And the big story from this is whether or not we've seen the last of Diana Taurasi on a WNBA floor. The franchise has really leaned in heavily to the If This Is It campaign. If this is her last season, if these are her last games, it's important to reflect on what Diana Taurasi has meant to not only the WNBA, but the game of basketball as a whole. Thinking about what she did at UConn, what she's done for Team USA as a six-time Olympic gold medalist. And also she won overseas in EuroLeague as well. This is the type of player that's just won everywhere she's played. She's the WNBA's all-time leading scorer by a very, very wide margin. Really put that record in a place that's really hard to reach. So if this is it, salute to Diana Taurasi for captivating us for decades along the way, and really just leaving an indelible legacy on the WNBA and the game of basketball as a whole. Now, talk about who the Minnesota Lynx are going to face in the semifinals, and that's the Connecticut Sun. And this is a team that has never won, a franchise that's never won a WNBA championship. And this year could be the year that they do it. When you talk about the Connecticut Sun, you have to start with Alyssa Thomas. Had a triple-double in game one of that series against the Fever. Followed that up with 19 points, 13 assists, and just stellar defensive play. She barely comes out of the game. She would like to play all 40 minutes if she could in these playoff games. And oftentimes does, and that is the perfect heart and soul of this Sun franchise. But she's not alone. Talk about Dawana Bonner. She made big plays in the series clinching game two, where the veteran moxie of that Sun team really did show against the Fever team was feisty, led by a bunch of young talented players and Caitlin Clark and Aaliyah Boston. They had a late lead, but it was plays from Dawana Bonner. Marina Mabry, who was a huge midseason acquisition for this Sun team, making big plays on both ends of the floor. And Dejanay Carrington, who was recently named most improved player of the 2024 WNBA season. Another big-time player for this Sun team that really does kind of give them all the things that a championship team needs to have to be a championship team. And that's why you should be confident in this Connecticut Sun team as they move forward to take on a very tough test in the Minnesota Lynx, who as the second seed will have home court advantage in that series. Of course, as we've been doing throughout this episode, I have to talk about who the Sun eliminated. And of course, I have to talk about the rookie season of Caitlin Clark. She finished in the top five in MVP voting, which almost certainly confirms that she will be rookie of the year this past season. And how could you blame the voters for going that way? 19.5 points per game, led them in scoring by just a slight margin. She and Kelsey Mitchell both average around the same points per game. But she also led the league in assists per game with a shade under 8.5 assists per game and set the new WNBA record for total assists in one season. Now, of course, the season is now longer than it once was, but the consistency for a player in their rookie season to set up their teammates the way that Caitlin Clark set up Aaliyah Boston and Kelsey Mitchell and Lexi Hull and Timmy Fagbenle. All those players benefited from Caitlin Clark's playmaking, and her playmaking also benefited from their skill level. It'll be interesting to see what's next for Clark and the Fever as they continue to build and work towards becoming a playoff contender and a finals contender, which I'm sure is only a matter of time given the talent on that roster. Also important to acknowledge just how busy of an 11 months Caitlin Clark has had. Played her first exhibition at Iowa last October. Here we are, late September, and she's finally able to take an extended break from basketball outside of what she had for the Olympic break. So it makes it even more impressive that she was able to become the NCAA's all-time leading scorer, man or woman, and now becomes a WNBA single-season assist record holder. And she's only going to get better. I said this last week or 2 weeks ago with Kyle. This is the worst that she's ever going to be as a professional. She's going to get stronger. She's going to cut down on those turnovers, and the game is going to slow down for her. So the sky is the limit for Caitlin Clark and the Indiana Fever. It'll be interesting to see how they approach the offseason. Now, that being said, we've got some series to look forward to in the second round. Talked about the finals rematch. Where it will be decided, I think, do the Liberty have an answer for Asia Wilson? Defensively, can the Aces keep up with everything that the Liberty have to offer? Talk about Ionescu, talk about Stewart, talk about Jones and everybody that they have. These regular season matchups were box office every time. Last year's finals was box office. I think that's still fresh on the minds of the New York Liberty. The Aces have a swagger about them, as they should. They're the back-to-back defending champions, and I think that's going to add an extra little bit of oomph to that playoff series, which tips off on Sunday, September 29th. And I think it will go the distance, but I do think that the Liberty will ultimately have the upper hand. I actually see this being one of those series that goes very, very back and forth. Each team will get one win on the road, but ultimately home court advantage will prevail at the end in game five. And I see the Liberty advancing back to the WNBA Finals, where I think that they'll meet the Minnesota Lynx. I think it's maybe a little boring to have the top two seeds go all the way, but they're the top two seeds for a reason. Nafisa Collier has her work cut out for her because the Connecticut Sun are a very strong defensive team, and they will have a lot of different bodies and a lot of different things to throw at her. But I just think that, as I said earlier, she's playing on another level, and it'll be playoff Nafisa and playoff Alyssa Thomas going head to head. But, you know, to have a player lock in, and I mentioned her scoring 80 points in those first two games of the playoffs, super efficient as well. You know, she's really just playing out of her mind right now, and I don't see that slowing down anytime soon. I think home court advantage will come into play. I think the shooting that's around her with Carlton, with McBride, the playmaking that Williams provides, this is a really, really good Minnesota Lynx team. And not to say that the Sun aren't really good. It's going to be a battle, which I think is reigns true for both semifinal series, and we're really in for a great, great, great postseason as basketball fans. And it'll be the perfect way to keep us satiated with basketball on our TVs constantly throughout the month of October, because as soon as the WNBA ends, the NBA will be getting in full focus. So it's a great time to be a basketball fan of the WNBA, of the NBA, and college basketball is also right on the horizon. Now, even though it's a great time to be a basketball fan, there are some other parts of it that haven't not been as great. And I think that this season of the WNBA has brought along some fans who aren't real fans, quite frankly. And they have been disrespectful to the players. They have had racist comments, misogynistic comments that have just gone against what the WNBA is all about, gone against what sports are about, gone against what basketball is about. And the WNBA issued a statement following the conclusion of the Connecticut Sun Indiana Fever series that really denounced everything that's been coming towards the players. I think it's come a little too late, but better late than never. It's something that these players have been dealing with more than ever this past season. Dejanay Carrington has acknowledged it. Angel Reese has acknowledged it. Alyssa Thomas has also acknowledged it. And I think it was put perfectly by ESPN's Andrea Carter when she was asked about it. And she basically just said that, you know, we as fans of basketball, and specifically to Carter, a former women's basketball player, super excited about the growth of the game and the increased exposure and the more people that are following this beautiful game. But we will be okay if the growth slows down, if it means that we weed out the fans who aren't in it for the right reason, who aren't real fans, who are dehumanizing these players and really, again, going against what the beauty and the nature of sport is all about. So thinking of that and making sure that we acknowledge the balance and recognizing that we've come a long way, but we have a very, very long way to go. And it's always important to keep that in mind as we continue to cheer for our favorite players and favorite teams in WNBA and the NBA and enjoy the product that we get to see on a nightly basis. Is really important to certainly acknowledge. Now, as we move forward and focus forward on the positive things, again, we have two more guaranteed box office, just great series in the WNBA playoffs. And again, the NBA season is right around the corner. We'll have ring night, Boston Celtics and New York Knicks, and then that will be followed by the Los Angeles Lakers and the Minnesota Timberwolves on opening night of the season. But before then, we'll have plenty to talk about from what happens in training camp, media days. I'm sure somebody's going to say something out there, out of pocket, out of this world, whatever it is. We'll have plenty of reactions to that as soon as Kyle rejoins me here on NBA Sound System. And we'll have some preseason action to talk about and some season previews to get through as well, because as exciting as the 2023-24 NBA season was, it's been outdone by 2024 WNBA season, and we are in line for a very exciting 2024-25 NBA season. And we'll be right here on NBA Sound System to cover it all for you. It's a reminder, please subscribe to NBA Sound System wherever you get your podcast and share it with a friend if you like what you hear. We'll get these into your feed every single week. There is a new episode. And next week, you won't hear me yapping for 15 minutes straight because my guy, Kyle Irving, will be back here with me. For myself, Gil McGregor, thanks again for tuning in to NBA Sound System this week. We will catch you back here, same time, same place.